Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-hour fitness.
The guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the bird.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Hey, not
sorry
yet.
I've got multiple hands going here.
Yeah, well, that's a problem for yourself, isn't it?
That's a big problem.
Hey, let's start the show, man.
Hi there, everybody. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thank you for joining us on a special occasion.
A very special occasion, yes, indeed. And we're doing this as an installment of the 101 series. This is lesson 139 in the 101 series. We're celebrating Thanksgiving with the family.
That's right. Songs about Thanksgiving, one of the best days of the year. There are like a handful that are the best. There's your birthday, obviously.
Yep. Yes.
There's first day of the baseball season.
There you go. That's
obviously
right. Yes.
There is the last day of school, if you're a kid, like if you're a younger person, that's amazing.
That's right.
And there's Halloween and Thanksgiving. Christmas for some people, or, you know, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever your end of year holiday.
Is, yes, exactly.
Well, those are kind of lame. The real good holidays are Thanksgiving and Halloween.
There you go. They're a lot more fun. They're two different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, and they're both food-based,
and
which makes
that's
them
right.
Great.
That's right. And is that one is based on sweets and mm-hmm. one is based on
savory.
On savory.
And I'm going to say
isn't that amazing?
I'm one savory mofo.
Uh-oh.
I love savory food.
Oh, we got to be.
Oh, my God.
It's,
I'm
yes.
keeping it clean
yes.
because I know it's a holiday show.
Everybody's savory.
But oh, my God. There's nothing like some mashed potatoes and gravy. I just can't. I could eat my weight in mashed potatoes and gravy.
Really?
I really could.
You like that a lot, huh? Yeah, there's I like those too. I'm a mashed potatoes fan.
I
like
about,
cream corn as well.
Oh, I do too. Just thinking about Thanksgiving food makes me happy, and it just makes my stomach feel warm and nice because I can't wait. And there's gravy, and there's corn,
and there's
just,
big slags of turkey too.
And turkey is great, and I think the MVP is of all of them is stuffing.
Oh.
I adore stuffing.
Me
like
too.
It's one of those things where I could have it on a regular basis and not get tired of it. Because
there's
so many varieties. Like, you can get it with nuts, without nuts, with celery, without celery. Like,
there you go.
Oh,
there's
my
all kinds
with
of
celery
varieties.
And nuts? Oh, now you're talking.
Some Mrs. Cubbison's or something like that. Am I just giving you an orgasmic
Cubbison
feeling? Oh, my.
She can get it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Oh, Mr. Cubbison, watch out.
My goodness. Well, stuffing is good, so... There you go. Whatever you're having on your table for Thanksgiving, I'm sure that we'd all come over there and just scoop it up by the handful.
Yeah, just make an extra plate for Scott and I.
Yeah, we'll be there.
So yeah, we thought since we do a Christmas program and we've done a
Halloween program,
we've done several Halloween programs.
That's right.
It's such a fun show. We're trying to knock out more holidays to cover, and we're gonna do a patriotic song show for 4th of July. That's
mm-hmm.
happening still.
Yeah,
and we did a songs about the Presidents for President's Day, so that's already happened, and I think we're
nobody does President's Day. We are the
we did.
Yeah, nobody does. We are the only ones that have done
darn
that.
Darn right. And now we're covering Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So we went out and found the best music about the Thanksgiving holiday and a few songs just about being thankful in general, which is just a good topic, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what are we going to start out with
we
today?
We're going to dip back into the past. We're going back to the Big Band days, and we're going to listen to Peggy Lee. And this is from an album called Thanksgiving Dinner Party, appropriately enough. This is called This Is a Very Special Day.
This is a very special day. The breeze took the clouds all away. It swept the sky like a broom. Got ready for a very special day. This is a very special time. Show me a hill I can climb. Give me a mountain to move, and I'll prove that it's a very special day. I woke up early this morning with gloom on my head. Had a big feeling to climb back in bed. Then I looked in the mirror and somebody said, wake up, it's time for you to lose the blues. And this is a very special treat. Tell it to everyone you meet. That life is all for living and love is all for giving. So this is a very special day. Tell it to everyone along the way that this is a very special day. I woke up early this morning with gloom on my head. Had a big feeling to climb back in bed. Then I looked in the mirror and somebody said, wake up, it's time for you to lose the blues. And this is a very special treat. Tell it to everyone you meet. That life is all for living and love is all for giving. So this is a very special day. Tell it to everyone along the way that this is a very special day.
Okay, here's another holiday thing. This song is called Thanksgiving. We're just moving back. Back in time. Lord, every year we gather here to eat around this table. Give us the strength to stomach as much as fast as we are able. Bless this food to our use, though communication's useless. Don't let me drink too much wine. Lord, you know how I get ruthless. Let us somehow get through this meal without that bad old feeling. With history and memory and home cooking we're dealing. Remind us that we're all grown up, adults no longer children. Now it's our kids that spill the milk and our turn to want to kill them. Look around and recognize a sister and a brother. We rarely see our parents now. We hardly see each other. On this auspicious occasion, this special family dinner, if I argue with a loved one, Lord, please make me the winner. All this food looks and smells so good, but I can hardly taste it. The sense of something has been lost. There's no way to replace it. After the meal, switch on the game. It's just a few more seconds. But I'm so tired, I need a nap. The guest bedroom bed beckons. I fall asleep. I have a dream. In it is the family. Nothing bad has happened yet. And everyone is happy. Mother and father, both still young, and naturally they love us. We're all lying on a lawn at night, watching the stars above us. Lord, every year we gather here to eat around this table. Give us the strength to stomach as much as fast as we are able.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, I buy them all at the 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for. To see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, buy them all at the 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yes. Mr. Bing Crosby, and I've got plenty to be thankful for from the soundtrack of Holiday Inn.
It's a movie I have not seen since I was a child. Mm-hmm. You've never seen it.
I have never seen it. I have to admit
it
to that.
It actually is on the AFI Top 100 Films list.
Oh, yes.
So
oh, yes.
It's one of those choices that people kind of, like, don't even think about. Like, it's one of those ones, like, it's very obscure on the list. Like, it's really only
Holiday
known.
Inn? Yeah, somewhat, I guess.
Well, it's really only known historically for being the song where Bing does White Christmas.
Yes, that's right. That's
and
true.
It's sort of like, you know, the biggest it's got, the biggest single of all time, pretty much. So, it gets known for that.
Yeah, and it sells every year, and you know, somebody's making a mint off that thing.
I wonder who.
I don't know. It could be just in the public
domain.
I hope
it's one of Bing's kids. They deserve it. They really deserve it.
If there
it.
Are any left, I don't know.
Anyway, you want to tell us what we played in the opening
I
set
shall,
there?
I
Be
shall.
Be thankful for it.
Be thankful for all the music that we are listening to tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We started with Ms. Peggy Lee, and from an album that's entitled Thanksgiving Dinner Party, we heard This Is a Very Special Day, a single that was released for her. And then right after that, we jumped forward in time to Graham Parker.
It's a big jump.
That's quite a big jump from his record, Your Country. We heard Almost Thanksgiving Day. Very nice song. And then a live track from Loudon Wainwright III, a singer-songwriter whom you should look into as much as possible, actually.
as much as you can take of it. He's not for everybody.
Not for everybody who has a strange sense of humor.
That's the way you're going to say it?
You remember Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road?
Yes, I do.
That's him. Anyway, we heard from an album called Career Moves, we heard a song called Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And a very apt description and a very
it's nice the whole day.
Picture that it's, goes on. Yeah, it's the whole day. There you go. And we finished up with Bing Crosby there from the movie Holiday Inn, a soundtrack of Holiday Inn, and I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Yeah.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A nice way to start our nice little Thanksgiving tribute here.
That's right. You know I'm still thinking about stuffing.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Breaded stuffing, covered in gravy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's got a kind of certain ambience to it. You know, it's something you can. It's when you smell it, you eat it.
It is one of those things where the smell and the taste are both directly connected to your brains. Like at any time, literally at any time, you could think, "Oh, I wonder what stuffing." I know exactly what that tastes like. Oh yeah, it's
yeah,
like,
oh, yeah. Oh.
That's the thought process.
Now I gotta go make
like,
some.
Oh, yeah. Fine. But it just it's one of those things, you know. Like you can think about it, and immediately it's like. Oh, stuffing.
Would you like to have a turkey dinner more than one time a year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. A nice, with all the trimmings
yes.
and everything.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm all in favor of trimmings.
Okay.
I don't even know
so
what trimmings
mid, mid-July,
means. So mid-July. Mid-July, like, what's halfway to Thanksgiving? What is five and a half months in? That's mid-May?
January, February, March, April, May.
Yeah. We should do that this year, like next year, 2020, mid-May, halfway to Thanksgiving. Like turkey blowout. Yeah.
All right.
I'm all for it.
That's a great idea.
People do Christmas in the summer sometimes.
We won't play any Thanksgiving songs. We'll just have a all out rock and roll blowout.
Yeah. Like it makes sense because like my beloved baseball team, they do a Christmas in July event every year. And you know what? If we're gonna celebrate that one halfway there, I'm gonna celebrate my holiday halfway
Great
there.
Great idea. Okay, I'm up for that.
You up for it?
Next May 2020, man.
Bring corn.
Bring corn and bring lots of soft drinks and beer. Yes, yes.
How are
yes.
you? Are you? Do you like Martinelli's?
I love Martinelli's.
Ah, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Sparkling cider. I do love a good sparkling cider at the holiday season.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's really the only time of year I ever have it. I don't know why. It's there all year long.
Yeah.
But I only really drink it November and December.
Oh yeah,
January 1.
It really works well. I mean, it's a sparkling drink is good, man.
Yeah.
It's not
well, it being non-alcoholic, so
yeah,
you could have the whole bottle and not feel bad about it.
I love apple juice too.
I really do.
I like apple juice.
I really like apple juice a lot too.
I love apple.
And I know it's super sugary.
My mother used to give me those little tiny cans that had those steel cans.
The little is that a Mott's?
Treetop.
Treetop, yes, that's right.
Treetop or Mott's or one of them.
Yes. Oh my God.
Those were great.
I love apple juice. That's damn it, dude.
I'm sorry. I know
you're
now
killing me here.
We're in a nostalgic mood. That's Thanksgiving, man.
Now I just want
a big
glass of apple
Thank
juice
you for
next
the
to my pile
cans
of
apple juice,
stuffing.
Mom.
Yeah.
It was great.
Let's get back to the meal. Oh, great. And the next song is about something else that I want to eat. Great.
Sweet potato?
Thanks, Al Jarreau.
Okay, yeah. Al Jarreau's going to sing about some sweet potato pie right now.
Oh, you won't want again, again. Now you won't want again, again. Now it was a hot, sticky morning round the 4th of July. The breeze was standing still. I'm hanging out by myself and I'm having a good time with the folks inside of my head. And you know, Lord, how you did lovely things. See, time's my head is lighter than it's ever been. And anyone who's ever had sweet potato pie really don't want again, again. No, you won't want again, again. Cause it don't taste right now. Look at him sitting, boy, with your silks and braided hair. Don't you let nobody fool you with no imitation, nothing. Tell him, say, buddy, I've been there. Listen, mama, when you finally walk on in, don't forget to bring along your sweet potato tear. When you serve him a slice of your sweet potato sin, girl, he won't want again, again. Really won't want again, again. Now, I took a trip down to Sissy. She's a friend of mine. She smiled and asked me in. Well, she drew a box and a big fancy question mark. Said, brother, which one is you in? Told her, sister, don't worry about the mule going blind. You just sit in the wagon and hold on to the line. For anyone who's ever had sweet potato pie don't want no pumpkin again. Really don't want pumpkin. Good God, I saw the gates golden pearl. Set me right down in a dream. Oh, you old friend, I'm thinking some milk and honey and a pot stew really might fill that gap again. You know I'm a thankful witness to the things I've seen. And time my head lighter than it's ever been. And anyone who's ever had sweet potato pie really don't want again, again. No, they won't want again, again. Would you give me some sweet potato? That's what I need, sweet potatoes. Ooh, gonna whoop it up into a big pie. Gonna be, got to be. Keep on
Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, otherwise known as Yes, 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 and Yes.
Jay and the Techniques from the 1960s or so. 1965, I do believe.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess on Jay and the Techniques. That sounds about right. And so that was our food set. That was our Thanksgiving food set.
That's right.
Covering a few, some similar entrees. On
mainly
the,
potato-based,
on the menu.
Yes.
Mainly potato-based. I know, we didn't have one about stuffing. You didn't bring our croutons or anything like that.
Oh, I'm going to have to write that song.
The crouton song?
Yeah, the crouton rock, yeah.
See, now that would be good. There's some stuff that needs to be written there. Yeah, and you're the writer. Yeah. You know, you can take care of that.
I'm going to have to.
Going to tell us what was in that set, sir.
So we started with Al Jarreau doing a great song called Sweet Potato Pie from his complete Reprise and Warner albums. That's the best of that we pulled it off of. But I think it shows up on most of his best ofs.
Yeah.
And then we moved on to an instrument.
Al Jarreau's a great vocalist, man.
He really, really is. Like, when we're listening to it, Scott and I both were just like, wow, we've never played him on the show before, and we're going to remedy that on
you know,
the Soul
I,
Show.
I have to check our jazz stream, too. I'm not really sure if we've got anything in our jazz stream.
I don't think so.
So I have to check on that. So I don't Mr. Jarreau's got a very interesting career.
Yeah, I don't think I had any of his records.
He did a great version of this Masquerade, as mm-hmm. a matter of fact.
Yeah. So, did you have any of his records?
I do not.
I don't either. Oh, man. Dude.
That's I'm really shocked at myself.
Dude.
But we've played him tonight.
He's going to haunt us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on to the best instrumental band ever?
One of. Yeah.
Name a better one.
Well, let's see.
Are you going to go to the Glenn Miller Orchestra? Tower Power?
Tower Power, there you go.
Maybe. Yeah.
Or, excuse me, the band for Three Dog Night. They've done some stuff, I think, outside of their band.
Really?
What am I? Oh, well. Maybe as a group. Like Booker T and the MGs are really together.
They're really great.
Because they backed up all of those bands that were on
And the Blues Brothers, pretty much.
So, and yes, that's right.
So we played Booker T and the MGs doing My Sweet Potato from their record And Now! Exclamation point.
Hmm.
I really recommend Booker T at any function or event because that is really good music that's unobtrusive in a good way. Like, you can always have them on in the background. Like, their music is super tasty, and like 99% of it is instrumental.
Yeah.
And them with a vocalist is great, but when they release under their own moniker, it's usually instrumental, and their stuff is just so good.
Yes, it really is. Just like you said, it's unobtrusive, mm-hmm. and it's good for cocktail parties and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it really is. Barbecues, too.
Absolutely.
Outdoor party, them on and just leave it, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
No worries.
And then we moved on to the Godfather himself, James Brown. Please let the man cut the turkey. He deserves it. Doing a song called The Mashed Potatoes. Is there... Do the Mashed Potatoes.
Do the Mashed Potatoes, yes.
And that is from a collection called Grits and Soul.
Right on. All right. That sums it up.
Should have been all his records titled.
Every one of them, Grits and Souls 2, 3.
And then we finished up there
more
with...
More grits, more soul.
Then we finished up there with Jay and the Techniques doing Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, which... is just a great song.
Yeah.
Who does that one later? Is that the Temptations or the Four Tops? I forgot. One of them.
You know, that's a good question.
I get them. I think that that's a Four Tops.
I was going to say Four Tops. They're more of that.
They're a little bit more shouty than the Temptations.
That's right, shouty.
Well, I mean that in a good way. They rock a bit more. That's yeah.
Their voices are bigger. They're definitely a great band. Both mm-hmm. of them.
Yeah. Well, not a band, a group.
That's a group.
They don't play instruments. They're a group.
A group is a band. A band is a group.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All groups are bands, but not all bands are groups.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Should we play some more music?
I'll give you that one. Okay. I guess we're getting a little too deep into our intellectual
into the gravy. Here.
Into the gravy. All right. You want to do some quick promos?
Get up
here?
The yams.
You want to do some quick promos here before we move on?
Sure. Let me do it really quickly.
Yeah, go ahead. Go right ahead.
So if you have an idea for a show or a song suggestion or just want to drop a line to us, you can reach out. Our email address is balconyradio@gmail.com, balconyradio@gmail.com. And another thing you should do is head on over to our mighty website, balconyradio.com, broadcasting music 24 hours a day. We are streaming commercial-free, safe-for-work music from our 60,000-song-strong library all the time. Mm-hmm. It's really great. The library is basically Scott's record collection and mine shuffled together. It's rock, pop, soul, country, R&B, everything that's great from the last two or three generations worth of music right there for you to stream. Monday through Saturday, we play whatever comes up. We literally just hit the random button, and that's the radio station. On Sunday from midnight to midnight, it's nothing but jazz music for your cooling out, ending slash starting the week needs. And then also at the website, you'll find episodes of the podcast. We drop a show every Sunday, different thematic program every week. We have a country show, a rock show, an R&B show, a live music show, and women's singer-songwriter show, cover song show. We got all kinds of stuff. We have 24 different genre-based programs that rotate on a weekly basis. Just check them out. We have we got you covered, really. The podcast, unfortunately, not safe for work, safe for your headphones. But basically, every episode is 90 minutes or so of Scott and I guiding you through a very tasty collection of music that should be new to you, unless you're a big nerd like us. Then the next thing you should do is head on over to the Facebook, search Balcony Radio, be our friends there. We upload episodes of the podcast on our Facebook page, as well as other news, notes, and musical stuff that we find on the internets and share with you. We keep it only about music on the Facebook page, so go check it out. The other thing is we're on the Twitter. We're at Balcony Radio. Do not bother following us. We don't tweet. We just have the handle sitting on it. Literally like a giant egg that is never going to hatch.
Which is fine.
And that's fine. Twitter is the worst. Don't go to it. Go to Instagram, which is much better, a much nicer community of people.
We have more fun on Twitter. I mean, we have more fun on Instagram.
Yeah, we really do. Go follow us on Instagram. We're at Balcony Radio. We post music, pictures, and cool stuff there. And record of the day, too, highlighting something out of Scott's wall of vinyl. So check us out. Just search Balcony Radio anywhere. You'll find us. Dig it.
Right on, man.
So
right.
You wanna, I'm glad we picked this to start the next set.
Yes, this is. I wanted to do something a little bit on the unusual. You picked this, and I'm really.
I had to.
I was a little surprised. I went, whoa! You threw this in there.
That's, well, you know, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a super big fan of his. I get it. I do get it. I acknowledge that he's a genius.
Yeah.
It's just I like.
I mean, I understand what you're
saying. I like the Beatles.
Of course. The Beach Boys are somewhat of an acquired taste, and Brian Wilson's solo music is sort of
not for me.
Is kind of an acquired taste in itself, I suppose. But his re-release of Smile is a very interesting take. This was not the
I'm glad he finished it. I'm very glad he finished it.
Yeah, this isn't the original one. This is the one that he did. His cover version of himself, yeah. He recreated it.
Yeah.
His recreation of Smile. I have the other one too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is from Brian Wilson and his recreation of Smile. It's just called Smile, of course.
Just call it Smile.
Yes, this is called Roll Plymouth Rock.
Waving from the ocean liner. Behind them. Rock, rock, roll, Plymouth rock, roll over. Rock, rock, roll, Plymouth rock, roll over. We're
the glass
while the eloquent young pilgrims pass and leave behind their trail, imploring us all not to fail. Of course I was raised to gather courage from those lofty tales so tried and true. If you're able, I'd suggest it, 'cause this modern thought can get the best of you. This rather simple epitaph can save your hide your fallen mind. Fate isn't what we're up against. There's no design, no flaws to find. There's no design, no flaws to find. Know I got this side of me that wants to grab the yoke from the pilot and just fly the whole mess into the sea.
Well, I'm wild as a turkey, high on a Christmas moon, empty as my wallet on a Sunday afternoon. I come around too fast and I always leave too soon. Ain't that what they all say? Yeah, I come down from Memphis with a broken down Corvette, a suitcase full of memories and a face you won't forget. You say you never loved me, but the night ain't over yet. I'm gonna change your mind. Girl, I've been a gambler since the age of 21. I've seen my share of troubles and the wrong end of a gun. This whole world's out to get me just because I have my fun. But I ain't gonna slow me anyway, yeah. Right ain't right, babe. Left ain't always wrong. I bet you're tired of dancing to the same old song. You look like an angel in a place you don't belong. I'm gonna take you. Because this place is closing, that don't mean it's time for bed. Oh, we don't need no sleep, girl, we'll get plenty when we're dead. I'll leave these fools behind you now and come with me instead. I'm gonna show you a time. I'm wild as a turkey, higher than a Christmas moon, empty as my wallet on a Sunday. Ain't that what they all say? Ain't that what they all say?
Oh, yes, indeed. Mr. Hayes Carl.
My favorite song of the night.
Trouble, Wild as a Turkey. Right on, right on. Trouble in Mind is the name of the record.
It's really good.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
Hayes Carl is very underappreciated country singer, songwriter.
I guess, yes. Yes.
He's very good.
Yes. I have to admit that I haven't heard of him until this absolute very moment.
Oh, really?
Since you put him in this playlist.
Yeah, no, he's put out a bunch of records. Really? And he's very good. Yeah.
Okay. If he's as fun as that song, man, I would love listening to
very
more of it.
Singer-songwriter-y type music. You would dig it.
We should include him in our next show.
Yeah.
One of our next shows.
Oh, yeah. We'll put him in the country show.
That was really fun. I really enjoyed that.
Happening. That's happening.
Right on, man.
Why don't you tell us what else we played in that set?
I certainly will. We started with Mr. Brian Wilson, the great Brian Wilson, mm-hmm. I shall say.
From the Beach Boys?
From the Beach Boys.
Is that what they're called?
The Beach Guys. Yes, the Beach Boys, who put out many, many records. He wrote all this stuff. Everything. Almost all of it, anyway.
The good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff. And that was from his...
because he didn't write Kokomo.
From his from his recreation of Smile. That was Roll Plymouth Rock. And I say recreation not to diminish it diminish its greatness.
Well,
it's a really great record.
I guess
record.
We've gotten to the point now where you should tell people in quick elevator pitch, like the Smile story. Go really quick. Because people
story.
Are young now.
Okay, well, the Smile story is it was Brian Wilson's...
Of the Beach Boys.
Of the Beach Boys, his ode to was going to be
his magnum
teenage,
opus.
His
yeah.
teenage religious hymn to God, his teenage opus to God.
It was supposed to be the greatest record ever.
He was going to write in 1966 that was going to be the greatest record ever, like you said, and the Beatles stole everything from him that was going to be on that record. Anyway, that was going to be out in 1966.
That's his version, yeah.
He took too much LSD. He went crazy. He ended up in his living room. He didn't tour with the Beach Boys. He didn't write his record because it didn't get made. A few things got made. A lot of stuff got recorded, but it never got released.
Not in the way it was supposed to.
Not in the way it was supposed to back then. It was released in bits and pieces on a record called Smiley Smile and a few other things.
Which is not bad.
Which is a good record.
Which is a very good record.
It's got a couple great tracks on it.
Yeah. I mean, it has the one song from the Smile sessions that they got right is Heroes and Villains, which is on Smiley Smile.
A version of it. There's many versions of
it. I know, but
the one
on the record that they wind up finally releasing is the best version.
Yes, and even the one that was on this particular version. Anyway, Smile was released later on, many, many years later, around the, I think, on the 40th anniversary or something like that.
In the mid-90s, right?
In the mid-90s. The first version was a box set, or was the set that Brian Wilson put out, which is this, that we were just listening from. It's simply called Smile. It's got a lot of really great stuff on it.
Great backing band, The Wondermans.
It's by The Wondermans, exactly. It's down over here somewhere.
Yeah, you've got it. It's like a double record.
And then there was another set that was put out a few years later that actually used the original tracks from Smile. They actually assembled and put the actual record together.
It's called The Smile Sessions.
Smile Sessions. It's got
very good.
Really great stuff. So... it's gone through several incarnations. It's been released in two different versions. Yeah. I can't recommend highly enough either one of them, because
I would say the Brian Wilson version is probably the best version.
They're both really good. You can put them together and listen to them side by side. The Wondermans are one of the best backing bands ever. In fact, one of the members of the Wondermans
just
recently passed away. So
yeah, he was a friend of my boss's.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't tell you that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Surprise me here. Okay, so there you go. It's come home. The Wondermans were a great backing band, and Smile has a lot of really great elements to it. It's a good listen, and it's not long. And
it's not long, but it's also not for everyone.
It is not for everyone.
And because there's no Beach Boys songs on it.
It would not be the first Beach Boys record you pull off the shelf.
No, it wouldn't be in the top 10, probably, for most people.
And
because it's different, and it's trying new things, and it's written by a guy who was having a lot of problems.
And if you want to be a real completist about things, there was a box set that was released that has all the recordings. Everything from Smile, just everything, backing tracks of vocals and music and everything that was recorded. And you can see how it was pieced together, patchwork style.
There's not enough
really
time
an amazing
there's
record.
Not enough time in life for that.
Brian Wilson's a genius, in my opinion.
Anyway, and what else did we play in that set?
We also played, I've been going on about Brian Wilson and Smile. There's a lot to talk about there. It's a great history. Mary Chapin Carpenter followed Mr. Wilson, and she did a song simply called The Thanksgiving Song. From her record, Come Darkness, Come Light. Let me see if it's called Come Darkness, Come Light, 12 Songs of Christmas. But we heard the Thanksgiving song. So
yeah, which is actually track one on it. So it's really a holiday season record. It's not just a Christmas record.
A multi-flavored holiday record. That's nice.
I think she finishes it with Auld Lang Syne, if I recall. So she covers New Year's.
She
too.
Goes, okay. Yeah.
She does the whole season.
Good for her. So there you go, Thanksgiving song from Mary Chapin Carpenter. Then the Shins picked it up a bit and brought it into the present with Young Pilgrims from their record Shoots Too Narrow. And then we finished. That was a good record too. Shoots
Too Narrow. Really good.
Yeah, the Shins are another band that you check into. And then we finished up with Hayes Carl from Trouble in Mind and Wild as a Turkey. So he sang it really. I like him.
Well, I love that because that song was caused by Wild Turkey. So
that would not surprise me at all. So yeah, good old Hayes Carl.
So anyway, we're gonna.
Wild Turkey could be good for Thanksgiving. You know, if you want to get. your appetite well, up.
Depends on the crowd, right? What kind of family you got?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, whether they're joining in or whether they're driving you to it.
Is there
a
Thanksgiving with the family?
I was thinking that earlier, like a Robert Earl Keane,
like a Robert Earl Keane thing. Yeah,
schmarmy, like kind of ironic.
I don't know if I got anything here.
Nope.
I don't know if we played anything.
No, that's another one I got to write.
No, the closest thing was the Loudon Wainwright.
Yeah,
that was probably the closest thing.
Yeah, I mean it does mention football, so yeah.
There you go.
So anyway, we got a couple of more sets of music for you. We're going to start out with one of the great under-heralded bands of the 60s.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Oh, man, you got to get into this band.
Oh, yes.
This is Love with a song called Be Thankful for What You Got.
Everybody singing, diamonds in the back. forgot my prayer. I should have been happy. Yeah, I'll still be there. Some could have come and taken me away. But the main man fell still. Should be here another day. And that's why I got to be
thankful.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta be top of my head. I'm taking my chances. I could have been dead. I started climbing from the bottom.
Thankful.
Oh yeah, all the way to the top. And before I knew
thankful.
It, I was up and down. You believe in not? Yeah.
Thankful.
Light shine. Remember all your
hopes
could have been all mine. And that's why y'all ought to be
thankful.
I ought to be
thankful.
Well,
thankful.
Thank you. Salami, Tommy. Give it to Gravy Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato, plate too. Here's Cacciatore Dore. Taste of bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes. Hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills you. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irby. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Didi, Tommy, Dora, Andre. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, tulula. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishia. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Chef, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. Cab Calloway. Everybody eats when they come to my house. My
Mandrake.
Yeah,
he invited someone named Mandrake over to his house.
Mandrake, all right.
I don't trust anyone named Mandrake in my house.
I don't know.
They're going to steal stuff.
If you got a name like Mandrake, then you come from a pretty wild family.
Yeah.
That's all there
and
is.
And you're going
to
take some silverware on the way out.
Maybe. Who knows? That make you a great magician. Ha, 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 ha. All right. But, you know, Cab Calloway is a good way to, you know, get into the holiday spirit, man. It's swinging. It's happening.
Oh, my gosh. That song just makes me want to go out and dance.
Yeah. Every Cab Calloway song is like that.
They all have that effect, yeah.
They really do, man. That's really great
stuff. That's
what
he's there for.
Yeah, to make everybody dance.
Seriously,
feel good.
That's that guy's job.
Forget about everything. Yeah,
that was
man.
That guy's job for a long time.
What was in that set, sir?
So we started with Love, Arthur Lee and Love doing Be Thankful for What You Got. Great song from the record Reel to Reel, R-E-E-L to R-E-A-L. Let's see what you did there.
1974 record.
Very clever.
Yes.
And then Sly and the Family Stone did Thankful and Thoughtful from the record Fresh. That was a good one.
That was great.
And then a little Eva did Let's Turkey Trot from her best of called Playlist. Excellent song. Yes. Whenever you got background singers saying gobble gobble, that's good stuff.
Oh, it's perfect.
And then Cab Calloway finished it up there with Everybody Eats When They Come to My House, even Mandrake, who is probably a vegan because people named Mandrake are like that.
Maybe.
And that is from his best of called Heidi Ho Man, which is just
okay. That's what perfect. He does. That's Cap
Heedy,
Calloway
heedy,
for him. Right.
Howdy, 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 ho.
Mini the Moocher and all that stuff. Oh, yeah, no, the king of scat was Cap Calloway, man. No doubt about that.
Scatting is dumb and hard at the same time.
It's dumb and hard. That's right. You have to be a genuine vocalist.
Yeah, but it's really
musician.
Dumb, though. It's really dumb.
It sounds that way.
You can.
It sounds that way, but it's a style, man. It's, yeah. You know,
he does it great.
It's non-vocal. It's like non-vocalizing music.
No, so is a seizure.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyhow,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry about that. All right, we're going to get into the last set of our Thanksgiving show here.
Get out the dessert.
Excuse me.
Time for the pumpkin pie.
Oh, yes, we're going to do some rocking here.
Wait. First, your feelings on pumpkin pie.
I'm absolutely in love with pumpkin pie. Right. I absolutely have to have it slathered from head to tail in whipped cream.
You're a whipped cream person.
I'm a total whipped cream person. I have to have it like invisible, covered in whipped cream. Can't see the pumpkin pie itself.
Just a mound of whipped cream with a pumpkin pie at the center.
That's it, exactly. Like that. Yeah. You pictured it exactly. That's the only way I can eat it, and it's like, oh, thank you, cool whip. Oh, my goodness. I'm a happy hamper when it comes to pumpkin pie.
I can just picture you making a circle around the pie and then just like slowly making swirls to fill it in.
I light a fire around the pie. You know, I set a bun, like a circular fire around it. Pumpkin pie covered in whipped cream. Where's the pie? It's in there somewhere. I can hardly wait to get there.
Oh, I love pumpkin pie so much.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I'm not a mincemeat fan. I never have been. My mother makes it. She used to make it, but
I'm not really either, to be honest.
She makes also lemon meringue pie.
Oh, that'll do.
Yeah, that'll do fine. Because my oldest nephew is actually allergic to pumpkin pie.
Bummer.
It's really strange.
That sucks.
After a nice turkey dinner, you know, and all that.
You don't want to die.
He has to
leave the room, right?
Yes, he gets like flu-like symptoms.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's very strange. He gets really sick, and it's very unusual. I've never seen anything like that.
It's almost worth it, though.
So that's why we make the lemon meringue pie. So, and I have both. I have both.
I just see you with a fork in both hands.
Sometimes I think we either have lemon meringue or custard, one of the two.
Oh, I love a custard.
So any one of those, I think I'll just eat them all. Mm. You know, I love them. You know.
I haven't had a custard in a long time.
Yeah. So
that stuff is good.
Our Thanksgivings are pie-filled. Multi-pied.
Lots of baking, huh?
Lots of baking.
I know, that's how you celebrate
from
it, too.
Mom and sister love doing that stuff. Oh, yes, baking.
See what
yes.
I did there?
You see what I see?
So anyway, we okay. got one final set of music, yes, and we're going to start it off with the worst band ever. But they did did a Thanksgiving-ish song, so we're going
to
play it.
Yep. We're going to listen to REO Speedwagon from their live record, You Got What You Pay For, Play For. Yeah, this is called Flying Turkey Trot. Thank you. We'll be right back.
wheelchair, sitting in the corner. We all sure love her, but the little ones avoid her, 'cause she's gray-haired and wrinkled, and her burden looks heavy. 90 years of survival can look awful scary. Papa's building something and has some history, but what he's building is still a mystery. It's big and it's twisting, it's shape convoluted. It don't have a function, but you better salute it. And it'll never be finished, but I guess that's the point. It gives him a filter and psychological ointment. He woke up real early, but he's late for his appointment. And I sure wish I'd smoked me a joint. It's Thanksgiving and Jesus, I'm thankful for presents and bounty and a big toss to drink. For the love of your mama and the love of mine too. Thanksgiving is over and Christmas is soon. Mama is trying to live in the present. Don't let him have a heart attack for a payoff for presents. Granddaddy's gone, but she still feels his presence. He tried to call, but he didn't leave a message. It's Thanksgiving and Jesus, I'm thankful for bikes and bounty and a big toss to drink. The love of your mama and the love of mine too. Thanksgiving is over and Christmas is soon. Up some turkey and gobbling some dressing. My aunt's praising Palin. My niece loves Obama. My uncle came to dinner wearing his pajamas. Thank God for the filter that enables some distance from screaming and crying and the needs of assistance. You wonder why I drink and curse the holiday.
To the moon sky. sun raises so high. He will not deceive us, my brethren. He will only lead us heaven. Oh, take that veil from off of your eyes. Look into the future of real life. Noah had three sons, I'm Shem and Japheth. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting deep within, and I'm warring to be free desperately, yeah. So guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these ages. Guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these stages. Rastafari is his name. Rastafari is his name. If Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, if Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, would I be around today? Would I be around to say? Give them some praise.
There you go. That is Big Star finishing out our Thanksgiving show with Thank You Friends.
I love Big Star.
Keep an Eye on the Sky is the name of that record.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's their best of, and it is the best of music. It's so good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, man. Big Star, Thank You Friends, and Thank You Thanksgiving for the Family. There you go. Ending our Big Thanksgiving 101 series, number one, lesson 139.
That's right.
All right.
So let me take over for a second.
Go right ahead. Go right
so we've played in the final set. REO Speedwagon.
What?
What? Why?
Well, it was an instrumental.
Because they did a song called Flying Turkey Trot. That's why.
There you go.
If it wasn't called that, it wouldn't be in the show.
That's right. It sure wouldn't.
And that is from their, and their life record. You Get What You Play For. So true. Mm-hmm. And then moved on to the Drive-By Truckers doing the Song of the Night. I love that band so much. And I know Scott's a big fan as well.
Just too epic for words.
They're too talented. All their records are great. You cannot go wrong with any of them. If you want to dip your toe into country rock or country-ish music and modern stuff, that's where to go to.
Absolutely.
Is you go to that band and you're going to be in good hands. And then listen to Jason Isbell afterwards, and you're in better hands.
Oh, there you go. No
doubt. So, yeah, check out the Drive-By Truckers. They're a really, really, really wonderful band. And that was a song of theirs called The Thanksgiving Filter from their great record, Go-Go Boots. Mm-hmm. Go-Go Boots. And then Bob Marley, heard of him? And the Wailers did Give Thanks and Praises from a record called Confrontation, which is a bunch of odds and sods, but still a good collection of music because it's still Bob Marley.
That's true.
It's one of those ones, you know?
Oh, is that right? It's something from a little bit of here, a little bit of there.
I believe so. It's right. One of those junk together kind of compilation records of just kind of stuff that's around.
Okay.
But the man is so good that it's still worth your interest.
Yes, you yes.
Know, it's There's not it's not Exodus, it. Is what I'm saying, but it's still great.
It's not Rastaman Vibration.
No, but it's still wonderful.
Okay.
And then we finished up there with Big Star. Love that band. Please get into them. Mm-hmm. Song called Thank You Friends from their excellent, I guess it's a box set, really. How could you have a box set with a band that puts out three records? But like, it's all of them in one spot.
Well,
in
I
one
guess
spot.
You could do that, yes.
It's a really great collection that also has some solo material on it from some of the guys and some demos and things like that. It's really, really great. They're a band that was very, very, very under noticed when they were together.
Yes.
I.e. zero people bought their records.
Yes.
But the people that did all formed bands, and they were all bands that you like, so shut up. So
they went on to do great things. Yeah. They're like many other bands. Yeah. There's several bands.
They begat your beloved REM and the Replacements, and that's all you need to know. And Husker Du loved them too. So basically anyone that played jangly rock music in the 80s can thank Big Star.
Big Star. There you go. Right on, man. There you go.
Yep.
And that wraps out. That wraps up Thanksgiving for the Family, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. It's time to clear the table and go lie on the couch and watch the Lions lose.
Or something. they might win this year.
I don't know. They're not bad. So yeah,
they might
knows?
Be all right. Football game
it's
or whatever.
It's the season
sports.
For miracles.
I think there's a soccer game or two on.
I wouldn't know. I'm from America, Scott.
Whatever your football desire is.
Football?
Football.
Or Americano football.
Go enjoy it. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We are Balcony Radio. You're the audience. Thanks for hanging out with us on the holidays.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we hope you have a safe, wonderful time out there.
Absolutely.
Don't just watch out for the wishbone.
It's in there. When
you don't want to get it stuck in your throat.
I hope your wish comes true. Super I hope bad. You get the big end of the wishbone.
That's right. And everyone, dark meat is the way to go. Any other notes for Thanksgiving?
Oh, well, I'm a white beef fan. I like the lighter stuff with a nice slag of gravy all top of it. Yes. You know, that's a nice big chunk. So that's
I'm literally
like
salivating
meat,
thinking about
meat,
that right now.
If you like dark meat, that's fine. That's all right.
I do like the dark meat.
Okay. All right. But I like the lighter side of the bird.
Will you rip a drumstick off?
I'll rip a drumstick off and just slag. And that skin. Oh, God, I love skin.
Oh!
Skin. Give me turkey skin.
Oh, man.
Oh.
We got to end the show now.
Oh, yeah. Now we got to go out. That's the big finale right there.
There's literally nothing so good as the drumstick and the turkey skin on it with that nice crispy texture to it. We're going to rip it off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's the stuff.
Got it, man.
Anyway, we got to get out of here.
With a Christmas song. Or actually,
well,
not a Christmas
song. Well, a transitional seasonal song.
There you go.
but really the most honest song of the night.
Yes, but it's from a record called Tis the Season.
Yes. So this is Jimmy Buffett with a song that really could have been called Santa is Stealing Halloween as well. But this one is called Santa Stole Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And you need to get out of here. Unbuckle your belt and go sit on the couch.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Get out.
Santa stole Thanksgiving for Christmas. Drug Plymouth Rock to the North Pole with his sled. Pilgrims never saw him coming. The Wampanoags, they kept drumming. That Thursday in November got gobbled up by December. Santa stole Thanksgiving for Christmas. It was such a happy holiday. No more laid-back relaxation. It's Black Friday degradation. Seems Santa sold Thanksgiving to the mall. Said Santa, he ain't bluffing. You better not cry in your pumpkin pie. They've been caroling since July. Santa stole Thanksgiving for Christmas. It was such a laid-back holiday. Now no more football and relaxing. When the harvest moon starts waxing, Santa, he's the turkey after all. Grandma made the stuffing. Said Santa, he ain't bluffing. You better not cry in your pumpkin pie. They've been caroling since July. Oh, Santa stole Thanksgiving for Christmas. Nothing lasts forever, that's for sure. This stick-up is as shocking as stuffing in your stocking. Kris Kringle, Thanksgiving, even he's gotta make a living. Santa stole Thanksgiving and our fall.
We have lots of records.
The Elvis Brothers!
Oh, diddly.
To play records.
Lou Reed.
Isley Brothers.
We have so many records.
The Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
We like to get home records.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.